Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton on Hudson, New York. Her preaching is entitled, "They Will Know We Are Christians by Our Love."
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' The scribe said to him, 'Well said, teacher, you are right in saying he is one, and there is no other than he, and to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices.' And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' And no one dared to ask him any more questions." With what stunning simplicity Jesus presents the whole of the law. Love your God with all of your being. Love your neighbor as yourself. As straightforward as that. All else in the scriptures, as an ancient rabbi has said, is commentary. In this absence of any ambiguity, our responsibility is clear. Live according to this law. As a follower of Jesus, the embodiment of it, we need only to do as he did, live as he lived. And there's the rub. Does that not seem impossible for us? The depth of the call to us inherent in this law is then also clear. It asks a lot of us. It entails difficult things like forgiveness, for example. Jesus on the cross forgave those who put him there. I was thinking of a contemporary instance, recalling the striking public display of forgiveness here in the U.S. in 2015 in Charleston, South Carolina. Remember, a young white supremacist was welcomed into a Bible study group at the historical African-American Mother Emanuel Church. When the group, at the end of their study, stood to pray in a circle, the young man took out a gun and opened fire, killing 9 of the 12 participants. What astounded the public afterwards was that despite their unspeakable grief, many of the relatives, sons, husbands, wives, siblings, relatives of the murdered, publicly forgave the murderer. One young man who lost his mother was quoted as saying, "It wasn't us just saying words. I know for a fact," he said, "that it was something greater than us, using us to bring our city together." That something greater than us, of course, is a someone, the God who has loved us first. There's a quote I love from Greg Boyle, the Jesuit famous for his work with ex-gang members, that I think says in a very few words what really makes possible our living out of this great commandment. He writes, "We, that is every person created, we are the magnanimity of God." The commandment is in two parts. It's in our fulfillment of the second part, love your neighbor, that we verify The first part, love your God. As the first letter of John says, those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. Pope Francis calls our attention to the parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke 10, which is not, as he says, about abstract moralizing, but a concrete illustration of what Francis calls our common humanity, which was created for a fulfillment that can only be found in love. Lent is the ideal time for us to honestly and humbly examine our consciousness of the fullness and the challenge of this seemingly simple commandment. In the midst of a world sadly saturated in hatred, let it be said of us that we firmly resolve to persistently resist that poisoning trend, that we understand the unambiguous greatest commandment. We believe it, and we will be recognized by our love of all, because all persons have been created like us in the image and likeness of our God. Amen. And a happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody.